Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
It is the Lake Show on a Monday, the Major League All-Star Break. Once upon a time, there was a three-day lull in the sports schedule, and there was nothing going on. This was it. There were no games. But things have stepped into the void. New leagues have formed. Major League Soccer is on the scene. The WNBA is on the scene, filling that void as the sports calendar gets more and more crowded. But when I broke into the business, you kind of circled these dates, and it's like, well, there's no MLB. What are we going to do? What are we going to chat about? But there is still the Lynx. They are in Chicago tonight before they return home for another matinee. They've been playing a lot of matinees as of late in the summer months, opportunity for the kids to get out. But now they are in Chicago tonight. And I think they play Chicago, and Chicago doesn't play at United Center, the Sky. They play at the old Rosemont Horizon out by O'Hare, if memory serves. It's some other name now. But if you come into Chicago by road, typically folks will get out on 94 and ultimately cut off, head down to Rockford, Illinois, and then hang a left and get on the tollway, and you drive by O'Hare, and then you drive by what was the Rosemont Horizon. And I think that's where the game is tonight. And on Wednesday, the Loons were having a great year and probably not getting enough attention. We'll talk Loons hopefully tomorrow night. On the show, they get LAFC at Allianz Field on Wednesday night. Once again, Twins rattle. Joe Ryan is there. Word is he will pitch an inning tomorrow night. Doesn't know what inning. He won't start. But Scooble from the Tigers will start. But Ryan may get an inning. Maybe they'll go Scooble Ryan and just go all AL Central out of the gate tomorrow night. And then, of course, Byron Buxton tonight, home run derby. And then Byron Buxton, not a starter, but is expected to play innings in the ball game tomorrow night. So that's what's going on the local scene. So Lynx tonight, Loons Wednesday, Twins return to action in Colorado, two games under 500. And that leads us into your thoughts on the Twins and how this season has played out so far. They had a good, solid homestand. Hard to argue with 6-3, and they played two good clubs, the Rays and the Cubs, on the homestand. The Pirates are not a good team, but they had Paul Skeens on the mound on Friday night. That was fun. And the Twins were able to get a two-run home run off Skeens and made it stand up in a 2-1 victory. Byron Buxton hit for the cycle. How good was that? 5-hit game. and closed it out with a home run to seal the deal on the first ever cycle at Target Field. And then they just couldn't get it done, couldn't come up with the big hit on Sunday and drop one 2-1. But all in all, a good homestand. They're within two games of 500, and they're still in the mix in the wild card. And the expanded playoffs have created a situation where more and more clubs are involved. So that makes the trade deadline coming up even more complicated for teams going forward, because once upon a time, way back in the old days, I don't even remember a pre-division play when you had a pennant winner in the American League and the National League and they met in the World Series, 1965 being an example. The Twins won the American League, the L.A. Dodgers won the National League, and they met in the World Series, and the Twins got beat in seven games with the likes of Sandy Koufax and Don Drysdale being a big part of that for the Dodgers in that series. And then division play was born, and then it was teams would meet in the American League and National League Championship Series, and then they've gradually added more playoff teams. And as a result, the expanded wild card, it goes without saying, keeps more teams involved. Because if you look at this division at the break, Tigers leading the Twins by 11.5. Barring an epic collapse by the Tigers in a tremendous rally, you can just sit and play with the numbers. To make up 11.5 games in the games remaining is a tall order. Even more so for the Royals. The Guardians finished right before the break strong. And then you look in the other divisions. Pretty good race. You got in the East, Jays, Yankees, Red Sox, Rays all in the mix. The Orioles are really the only team. And a huge disappointment, by the way, you could argue, maybe the biggest disappointment this year in the American League. And then you've got Houston by 5 over Seattle, Texas, 8.5. The LA Dodgers, 9 out, kind of on the fringe of it. So, without a doubt, in the American League Central, you'd have to say the Tigers are the odds-on favorite. They've been really good. They've won 59 games. They've won more games at the break than any other team in the major leagues. And that leads me into my next point. And Chris Tubbs and I are going to spend more time on this, and you're welcome to join us. And that's simply, how do you feel about the Twins at the break? And I'll just get my thoughts out of the way, and then we'll bring in Chris Tubbs. But I expected this team to be above 500. How much? Handful of games over 500 at the break. And I expected them to be contending in the division because I didn't think the Tigers would be able to repeat what they did at the end of 2024. Yes, they have Tarik Skubal at the top of their rotation. Lights out, dominant, ace-type pitcher. And you can't underestimate what that does for the rest of the starters, the bullpen, and the entire squad, knowing that you have, you know, a legit number one go out and likely win the ball game every 5 days. I just think it does wonders for a team. So I didn't expect that, and I didn't expect the Twins to just stagger out of the gate and stink at times in April. And then they came back in May, and they put together the 13-game winning streak. And let's be honest, you know, those double-digit win streaks are filled with some luck and some good fortune, but they played much better ball in May. And I thought, all right, this team is headed in the right direction. And then there was June. But I point to June in saying when you ultimately lose Pablo Lopez and Bailey Ober had a terrible month, and we learned he had the hip impingement, and he's throwing and could come back at some time this summer, and we'll ultimately see about that. And by the way, Pablo may come back at some point later in the season. No timetable for his return. So there's a lot to play in it. Tigers better than expected. Twins in June, May kind of equaled out April, and then June, there were just some brutal nights, some brutal games in June where things really went off the rails. Now they've kind of restored order, two games under 500, and I'm feeling like There's no reason with this team, especially Byron Buxton at the peak of his powers. More players coming back from injuries. Ebby Matthews could help as soon as this weekend in Colorado. Maybe in L.A., but I would assume Ebby Matthews will be a part of it by the time they return home to take on the Nats. And then you got Luke Kuechel. And he was dynamic in the short period of time. We got to look at him at the major league level. So there's all those ingredients where you feel like this team should be in the mix in the wild card for the remainder of the summer. So all in all of those things, I feel pretty good about the team. Is it where I wanted them to be? Absolutely not. Am I a bit frustrated that they probably won't make a move? What I hope they don't do is sell off pieces, because I think that also sends the wrong message. Because in this homestand, there was some momentum with the fans and some good crowds. The Cubs certainly helped, but there were good crowds for the Pirates series. Chris, I don't know about you, but I would say, well, I don't feel great. I feel pretty good about the team, considering they went 6-3 going into the break.
I think you got to look at that little bit of momentum, right? And opportunities sure. missed. You know, you look at, okay, if we're going to look at that homestand, you kept the Cubs in check for 2 out of the 3 games. The middle of the lineup is what's really going to kill you. And then Chris Paddock ultimately got shelled on Thursday. Yeah. And then Friday, you're thinking, okay, if you're going to win a series against the Pirates, the one game that you're going to lose is going to be the game that Paul Skenes is going to throw. Well, you know, you did final pitch that night. Trevor Larnach, a 2-run home run. Whiz bang, that was the difference in the game. Byron Buxton had a cycle on Saturday. Twins put up 12 runs. Wow. You're feeling good. You know, a rock fight yesterday. And Duran gives up the 3 hits in the 9th and ends up, you know, Twins end up blowing that game. So I'm with you on all of those points, Steve. I think you pretty much echoed everything that I had thought of. This team is not going to, well, first of all, disappointed in where they're at. But they're also very fortunate to be where they're at, because when you have an awful month of June like they did, more times than not, if you don't have that extra wild card, like, you are buried, you are done. This season is over. I do think that looking at the Tigers, you've gained 3 games on the Tigers in the past week, which is great, but you look at it and you're like, the Tigers, was this their little blip on the radar? Was this their little swoon? Because they struggled, especially against Seattle going into the break. What are they going to do coming out of the break? I think that's going to be key. You don't look at that. You look at that wild card 4 games out. I wouldn't sell off the pieces, because, again, you pretty much echoed everything, especially when you're talking about the goodwill with the fans. I think that can't be understated at this point, because teams don't get that fan base back so easily when you've alienated them. And I feel like Twins fans, they've got a sour taste in their mouth over the past couple of years. I think the Joe Pohlad, we're going to right size our business, that struck the wrong chord. And then the falling apart last August, and now off to a slow start. And I feel like you're finally getting that goodwill with the fans, and not going to make a move. But I mean, yeah, getting Pablo back, Zebby back, Luke Kuechel, you might have to look at that as those are going to be your second half additions when you get those guys back.
Yeah, and hopefully you get Ober back, and then at some point you're hanging in there and you get Pablo. There was a lot of things to like about this team, but nothing bigger than Byron Buxton and having a phenomenal year.
Yeah, waste Byron Buxton's season.
Yeah, he's just, you know, lived up to all his promise, and the 5-hit game and the cycle on Saturday, I mean, that's just as good as it gets. I mean, that was really good. That's worth something as well. He's one of those guys where if he's playing and he's healthy, he's worth the ticket.
Yes,
to come out and see play.
Is this the best Byron Buxton we've ever seen?
Right up there. I mean, yeah, there have been stretches. I remember there was that stretch when Ohtani was still playing with the Angels early in the year, and Byron Buxton came out of the gate and was playing great. And, you know, there was talk that, hey, you know, you probably got Ohtani as the American League Most Valuable Player, but Byron Buxton was in the conversation. Mm-hmm. He's been that good. All right, quick break. Send us a text or shoot us a call. How do you feel about the Twins at the moment? 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. I'm on the positive side. I'm not giddy, you know. I'm not saying they're going to rally and win the division and win the World Series, but the previous homestand has me feeling better about this club. Here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Twins at the break. Byron Buxton, a home run derby in Atlanta tonight. Very cool story. Good luck to Buck. And then, of course, Buxton expected to play Joe Ryan. Word is today that he'll get an inning for the American League. And we'll talk more about the All-Star game a little bit later on in the program. But back to the topic. How do you feel about the Twins at this moment? And from our text line, Byron Buxton is great, but I'm always concerned with him getting injured, and rightfully so. But I think you can kick back and enjoy it. Saturday is about as good as it gets. I know it's the Pirates, mm-hmm. but first ever cycle at Target Field, the year he's putting up, the fact that he's a guy that has dealt with all the injuries. I mean, it is, I won't say it's a comeback story or comeback player of the year kind of thing, but you feel so good for a guy who's hung in there and dealt with a ton of bad luck, for sure, mm-hmm. in his career. I mean, you got to feel good about that, and the team's playing better. It's just a good combo going into the break.
I think one of the things that as fans and people that have covered the team and you know everything else, if there's one question about Byron Buxton, it's like, man, what would he look like if he was healthy? If we just saw what peak Byron Buxton could be, I think this is it. My opinion, this is the best Byron Buxton because there are no restrictions. you know, he's played day games after night games. There's no DHing. There's, you know, not two on, one off. Like, it has been full go. You know, what do the kids say? All gas, no brakes. That's what it's been for Buck. And I understand there's always going to be concern, but right now I'm not going to sit here and wait for the other shoe to drop. I just want to sit here and I want to enjoy what we're seeing now, because this is what we've wanted to see as fans.
Yeah, and, you know, Carlos Correa got banged up in that Pirates series, came back, played Sunday, had a couple of hits.
I mean, really? I saw that. I was going to text you. I'm like, you got to be freaking kidding me. Carlos Correa, I mean, I thought he was dead on Friday night, and then he's like, I'm back. I'm fine.
Well, he took a page out of Ant's playbook. Ant's gone down in games this past season where it's like, oh, he's out.
Yes. He's out.
He isn't going to play for a month, and then he's back.
It's like Adam Thielen and Xavier Rhodes, too. It's like, oh, my God, I think they're dead. Nope, they just tweaked something. I mean, I'm very, very thankful. Don't get me wrong.
And they need him, and they need Royce Lewis, and they need Pablo back, and they need Bailey Ober back. But I still think there's the ingredients there, and that's why teams are going to come calling. Even though Duran had a rough day on Sunday, and Griffin Jacks has had his ups and downs, but generally the back end of the Twins bullpen. And what do the contending teams want? They want bullpen.
Yep.
And Derek Falvey is going to get calls on those guys. They're not looking for Carlos Correa and picking up a ton of money on his contract or any of these other guys. They're not going to get Byron Buxton, strict no trade. They want bullpen, and sure, they're going to come along, and, you know, Joe Ryan's going to pitch an inning the way it looks tomorrow night for the AL in the All-Star game. They're going to ask. I think the Twins are out of their minds, especially with the first sales sign up. You don't get rid of a Joe Ryan.
No, and you know, these bullpen arms, that's one of the strengths of this team right now. That's been one of the more consistent parts of this team is the bullpen, the back end of the bullpen. So, Philadelphia Phillies, if you're listening, we start at Bryce Harper and Zach Wheeler, okay? That is where the conversation starts. Anything less than that, sorry, it's going to voicemail.
Yeah, there you go. One other text along the lines of replacing Rocco Baldelli. It is clear Derek Falvey and the Twins are not going to do that, even though there have been times where fans are rightfully frustrated with the manager. I don't see that in the cards.
Especially with the ownership situation that it is. To me, I think you want to have stability right now, and you let the new owners eventually, you know, do what they want. They'll bring in their people if they want. But, yeah, right now, Rocco's the guy, whether or not you like it.
Well, it's Falvey's guy.
Yeah.
And Falvey's running the show.
That's just it. Yep. Exactly.
You can't really go beyond that. As long as he's Derek Falvey's guy, Rocco Baldelli is going to be the manager. 6:32, quick break. Vikings camp coming up really quick. And Dane Mizutani, who covers the purple for the Pioneer Press, will join us following the weather here on the Lake Show. News Talk, 830-WCCO. Henry is at Summer League in Vegas. We'll hear from Henry. He's been busy out there watching a lot of hoops, visiting with folks. And Henry returns here on the Lake Show later in the week, Thursday night to be exact. And then the Twins come out of the break. They'll be in Colorado and play the Rockies. A great way to come out of the break with a team that's really struggled here in 2025. Right now we're going to turn our attention to football. And Viking training camp is coming up quickly at TCO Performance Center in Eagan. Dane Mizutani has got plenty of rest, and he is ready to go. And, of course, you hear Dane in season on the morning news with Vanita. Always enjoy their chats and learn a lot. Dane, good to visit with you. I hope you're ready to go.
Yeah, we're getting there. I think it's been a good summer, but it's about time for it all to start rolling again. So I'm looking forward to it this time next week.
Yeah, OTAs, mini camps, all of that sort of stuff in the rearview mirror, and now they get ready for the 2025 season. And, you know, for the Minnesota Vikings, the storyline is pretty clear. They had a lot of skill, and they've got a young quarterback coming off an injury. Sam Darnold has moved on. It is now J.J. McCarthy's team, and he'll be playing behind a rebuilt offensive line. I mean, those are the stories going into camp.
Yeah, I mean, I think it starts and stops with J.J. McCarthy. Yeah. The car is built for him to drive, and they're making sure he doesn't feel the weight of the world on his shoulders with all the moves they made in free agency and everything they did in advance to even drafting him. But the fact of the matter is, when the team spends over $300 million in free agency to bring guys in and to retain other players, and you win 14 games and you move on from that quarterback who did that, well, it's all going to fall on his shoulders. So I think at this point, he is kind of the sun, moon, and the stars for the Vikings, and then they will go as he does.
Yeah, and Dane, when you look at the situation, he came in, got injured, and then it became all about Sam Darnold, and he exceeded all expectations because to that point, his NFL career was a disappointment. He was in some bad situations. It worked out really well, and now Sam Darnold has a big contract playing elsewhere. Good for him. But J.J. McCarthy, even though he was injured and missed the entire season, still had the benefit of being around Darnold, being around the team, being in the room, if you will, all the prep, all the game. There has to be some advantage in having that under his belt at the very least.
For sure. I mean, effectively, he is still a rookie because he hasn't taken any steps outside of preseason, but you're right. He gets the benefit of almost a redshirt year. You see it in college all the time. These guys get in, they learn the lay of the land, they understand what it takes to succeed, and it helps set them up for success down the road. That is certainly what the Vikings are hoping for with J.J. McCarthy and everything he got to learn from Sam Darnold, from Kevin O'Connell, from all the quarterbacks in that quarterback's room. But then I keep going back to, yes, it's great. He had that, you know, that chapter in his career to prepare. At the end of the day, though, it's about what you do on the field. So he can learn all he wants in the classroom. It's going to be about proving it once he's on the field. The good news for Vikings fans, and we'll see how he looks this summer, is that in the spring, to me at least, it looked like he just picked up right where he left off last summer. It didn't feel like rust. It didn't feel like, you know, a feeling out process. He looked like the quarterback that I saw in that preseason game that he tore his meniscus. And that is a good sign. It wasn't anything that he had to kind of slowly wade into the shallow end of the pool. He looked primed and ready to lead this offense forward. So we'll see how he looks in a couple of weeks here.
And he should be going into it confident. They've added to the running game. They added to the O-line. And you could argue one of the top receiving core of any club in the league.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think you said it at the jump. They've reinvested in their offensive line, really pretty much revamped the entire interior of it with Will Fries and Ryan Kelly coming in, and obviously Donovan Jackson being drafted in the first round of the NFL draft. But then, like you also mentioned, they added more pieces. A Jordan Mason, I think that's a sneaky trade acquisition that could make a world of a difference this year. Aaron Jones was spectacular for the Vikings last year, but he did set a career high with 306 touches, and I don't think the Vikings want him to do that on the wrong side of 30. I think Aaron Jones has a lot left in the tank, but I think he will be aided by somebody like Jordan Mason. And I think that combination, that two-headed monster in the backfield, much like the offensive line and the revamped interior of it, will help J.J. McCarthy succeed. And then, by the way, you have Justin Jefferson, the best receiver in the NFL to throw to. On top of Jordan Addison, Jalen Naylor coming into his own. T.J. Hockenson, they just re-signed Josh Oliver. The offense is built for success. It's built for J.J. McCarthy to come in and not feel like he has to do it all and just kind of take care of the ball, make the necessary throws, play quarterback when they ask you to play quarterback, but other than that, just kind of stay out of the way.
Dami Izutani joining us, covers the Vikes for the Pioneer Press. Camp opens later this month at TCO Performance Center in Eagan, and he's joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Other side of the ball, defensively, Brian Flores has had a lot more impact on personnel and how this team plays, and there needs to be further improvement there as well if the Vikings want to get and contend in this division and maybe get on a playoff run early next year.
Yeah, I think so. But I think a lot of the way the defense has been built over the last 2-3 years or so since Brian Flores got in here is kind of in his image. He has kind of his fingerprints all over this defense now. And it started last year with Jonathan Grenard, Andrew Van Ginkle coming in, Blake Cashman coming in. But I think this year, you know, if there was one weakness or one glaring weakness on that defense from last year, with all the exotic schemes that they show you pre-snap, they still struggled to rush the passer from the interior. Well, they went out first day of free agency, signed Jonathan Allen, signed Javon Hargrave. Those guys have proven capable of doing just that at the NFL level. So they've addressed those weaknesses. The only real weakness now, at least on paper, in my opinion, with everything the Vikings have done and invested into their defense, is the cornerback position. Byron Murphy Jr. got paid deservingly so this offseason, but outside of him, it is kind of a lot of unproven guys. It's Isaiah Rogers, who I know they like, but hasn't been a starter in the NFL. Mekhi Blackman, who I know they like, but didn't play last year because of a torn ACL. Jeff Okuda, who I think they still think they can get a lot out of, former first-round pick, but he's unproven. So that's kind of the story of the defense from a secondary standpoint. I think they address their weaknesses, but if they have one standout still, it's probably depth at the cornerback position. We'll see how that pans out through training camp.
One other thing I want to bring up before we let you go, and we certainly do appreciate your time, Dane, because things are going to get real busy for you in a hurry once camp opens, that's for sure. And that is the Netflix series Quarterback, raising a lot of eyebrows. Kirk Cousins, certainly a known entity in these parts, took the $100 million guaranteed from Atlanta. No one can blame him for that. I think there was some raised eyebrows on how all that went down and what he said on the way out the door, and then how it ultimately played out in Atlanta for Kirk Cousins. This story in the Kirk Cousins saga has legs, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you look at the way, I guess we can call it a divorce or a breakup in Minnesota. It seemed pretty amicable. I mean, both sides kind of got what they wanted. The Vikings got 6 years of Kirk, probably paid him a little too much along the way, but he was a good quarterback for them in his tenure, despite not having a lot of playoff success. And Kirk Cousins used the Vikings to cash out over the course of 6 years and then cash out again in Atlanta. I thought, overall, it didn't seem like a nasty breakup. It seemed like kind of one that we kind of saw coming as the thing started to kind of progress after his torn Achilles. But I thought the comments last week were interesting when the documentary dropped, where he said he felt a little misled by Atlanta, because I think when Kirk Cousins decided to go to the Falcons, he was under the assumption that the Vikings are going to take a quarterback in the first round and the Falcons are not going to take a quarterback in the first round. As we know now, the Falcons took Michael Penix. Kirk Cousins played the role of good teammate in the public eye, said all the right things. But then this Netflix documentary drops out, and he's saying he feels misled, and he would have stayed in Minnesota if he knew that the Falcons were going to draft a quarterback too. And just kind of brought back memories of what it was like to cover Kirk Cousins. Sometimes it seemed like there were two different realities, the one we were living in and the one that Kirk Cousins was living in. So I do think, you know, overall, he is someone who will always be revered here by a large section of the fan base because he was a good guy. He did it the right way. But at the same time, kind of a good riddance. The Falcons did the Vikings a favor last year. The Vikings brought in Sam Darnold, and now it's the J.J. McCarthy era. So if Kirk Cousins stuck around, I think we might still be talking about him instead of a clean break now talking about the future.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Dane, always good to visit with you. Thanks again, and hopefully we can do it again down the road.
Yep, thanks, Steve. Anytime.
All right, there he is. Dane Mizutani covers the Vikings for the Pioneer Press online at TwinCities.com. And, yeah, quick follow-up. Chris and I talked about it last week, and we talked about it over the weekend as well. With Kirk, he wanted the payday. He got the payday, and then ultimately the Atlanta Falcons, they're still going to give him the $100 million. They're still going to make good on that, but they had an opportunity to get a guy that they think over the long haul – maybe it'll help him win football games. I don't think he should be too hurt. And then the idea that he could have just stayed in Minnesota. No, the Minnesota Vikings made it pretty clear they weren't going to commit that much of their cap to Kirk Cousins. That they wanted to move on from that and I think Dane hit the nail on the head. Grateful that Atlanta stepped up and Kirk was able to move on and get the payday that he felt like he deserve. It is 11 minutes now in front of 7. Quick break. We'll come back. I want to wish a happy anniversary in a moment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I hope you've had a chance to see the great sitcom WKRP in Cincinnati. And, you know, the old town-to-town, up-and-down-the-dial, you know, the story of the radio vagabond, if you will. I'm not calling him a vagabond, but Chris Tubbs has done his share of town-to-town, up-and-down-the-dial. Happy anniversary, my man!
Thank you. Go ahead.
Half a dozen years.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like a lifetime that I've been here at WCCO. Now, granted, there was a 24-hour break earlier this year.
There's that.
Back on March 6th. I mean, it's not like I'm not going to remember that. But, yeah, I didn't know if that was like a start date or, it's like, congratulations.
Now let's go with the 6.
Yeah, let's go with the 6 because that way when it happens again, that gives me more severance. So, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and
whatever works to my advantage.
You've kind of done the town-to-town, up and down the dial. I know you spend time in a town I spend time in,
yep.
And that is Sioux Falls. My wife was born there. My kids were born there. I was born in St. Paul.
Great town. Great town, Sioux Falls.
Yeah. St. Paul's not bad either. But you spend time there. But kind of give us a quick synopsis. Where did you start? How did you end up here? How many towns? How many stations? All of that. I heard about the one down in Missouri where you got canned for a remote deal.
Oh, but no. That was Ottumwa, Iowa.
That was Iowa, not
the home of Radar O'Reilly. Okay, so we've got about 2.5 minutes. All right, 3, 2, 1, go. Okay. Well, went to school at North Dakota State in Fargo, worked for 91.9 KDSU. I did that.
Nice.
Made a mistake and got married, moved to the cities. I'm kidding. No, moved to the cities, worked at MNN for a few years until I broke my neck back in 2002. So then, marriage didn't work out, and then I ended up going to Detroit Lakes at Real Country 102 KRCQ. So did that for a bit. Oh, by the way, when I was working at WMNN, I was working with the University of Minnesota and did some play-by-play with our old late friend Tom Witchie, and I owe a lot to Witchie. Rest in peace, Witchie. Longtime voice of Augsburg. Did that, and then after about 4 months in Detroit Lakes, I went down to Ottumwa, Iowa at KBIZ, KTWA, there for about 9 months, and yeah, I went and did karaoke, and I guess that was a mistake, so did the karaoke thing, and then decided, you know what, I'm going to go down to Columbia and live with my cousin, so I was there, worked at KFRU and Columbia Radio Group, was there for a while, then went out to Great Bend, Kansas, and worked at Star 107.9. I was a music DJ there. Moved back to the cities, worked with the University of Minnesota and Witchie again, did some baseball and volleyball. And then I'm watching the clock as well. I'm going to fill this entire minute, Stevie. After that, went to Sioux Falls at,
we're both alumni.
KWSN, yep. Couldn't even remember it there. Went to Learfield in Missouri for a bit. Was an assistant producer at the network there. Then went down to Houston for a couple of years at SB Nation Radio. And then back in 2019, when they did not renew my contract, I had a buyout. And then I got a call from Hammer, Craig Schrepfer, our friend. And, I got a call and to work here at CCO. And here I am. And needless to say, I am not moving again because I am done. I am Danny Glover said, I'm too old for that crap.
Yeah, man. Town to town, up and down the dial. Woo! You have paid your dues in this business.
A little bit. I paid so much, I'm poor.
Congrats. I forgot Thank to you. Get a cake. We have the news and weather in a moment.
I like cake.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.